Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Hi. I have an item that I didn't even realize that. First of all, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I have an item that I want to return. I didn't even realize that I had ordered it when I did the survey and I got the I chose the AirPods, and I didn't even realize that this watch was something that was added onto my order. So I want to return the watch. And I had called the other day and she said that I could return it. And she said that she asked me the address that was on the package, and I told her that the address, but the number was number 178. But when I go online, it says number 264. Which one am I supposed to return it to?
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can open up that account?
Sure, it's 44502.
Can I get your name?
Sure, it's Darlene Tubbs.
Yes, can I, Ms. Tubbs, can I get you to verify your address so I can open it up so I can see exactly which watch?
Sure, it's 823 Detroit Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, and then the 44502.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. And that is the Melody Pods Watch, Fitness Watch.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, I was just looking at the name so I can know which one to go look for. I do apologize. It shows
Oh,
it's the Melody Watch, Fitness Watch, which is good for helping, keep up with your daily activities
yes,
and the
I have.
pods.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you mean keep up with this?
Oh, well, it keeps up with like your heart rate, your steps, and stuff like that.
Oh, I have that on my phone. So I didn't even
Okay.
realize that I didn't remember clicking anything for it, check marking or anything for it. I didn't even know I had added it to it, or if it must have just came with the pod. I didn't even realize it. The only thing is my account got hit for $69 and something, and I'm like, what the heck is this for? And when I called the number, that's what she told me it was for. So I said, oh, well, I don't even want the watch or need it. I just want to return it. And she said, she put me on hold and come back and say, yes, you can return it. But then she said, ask me the address. And I told her 105 Stairway, number 178, in the state in Ohio, in the city and state I gave her. And then I go online today just to double check before I send it. And the number 170, number on there for the address was number 264. So do I still send it to 178, or was I should I
Okay.
be sending it to
From what I see, it's not 178, it's 179 for the Melody. It's 178 for the Chime. You have the Melody, which is the 179 to return.
Okay, well, good thing I called, because I was I almost mailed this off yesterday. Would it have gotten to the right place?
I'm pretty sure they probably would have sent it over and showed that it was, but it would have made it longer for you because, they would have to take and get it from one place to another. It is 179. So it's 105 Sierra Way, number 179 in Millipton, California, 95035.
This is Milpitas,
Patent, yeah.
MILPITAS.
Yes.
Okay, so 179 is what it should be.
Yes, ma'am.
And then she told me once I send it off to call back with the tracking number. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got to put that number on there, the RMA number she gave you.
She didn't give me an RMA number.
Okay, let me give you this number, ma'am. You need this number. You got to put this number on there. So that way you'll know. It is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
904.
Uh-huh.
Another C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
5. A as in Alpha.
Okay.
4629. F as in Frank.
Okay. See, she was having a bad day because she was really rude because I started spelling my name, but it's something I do all the time because people spell it wrong with one B or they don't understand what I'm saying. And she said, I just asked your name. I don't need you to spell it to me. I said, I'm sorry, hon. I said, I do that for everybody, so don't take it personally.
Oh,
but then she was snappy, and I was like, well, you know what? I think you're having a bad day, and I hope you, you know, have a better day. I would never got nasty with her, but she was very rude. And then she didn't even give me this. So now where does this go, inside the pack or outside?
It goes on the outside, ma'am. You want to make sure you put it on the outside so they'll know where they're going to put it at. Once they receive it, they'll be able to get that RMA number, which is attached to your account.
Okay. Okay, so what I did was I just put return, and then I said Hype Gadgets, and then I put 105 Sierra Way, but then I had put 178, but you said put 179. And then it's the Milpitas, California, 95035, and then underneath I should put this number you just gave me.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I do apologize because I'm looking at this time. She put it on there, but you really don't need it.
I don't need it.
Maybe
what?
That's why the RMA number I just gave you. See, I'm going by the account because I'm looking at your account. But when I go over to the company's protocols, it does show on here you really don't need it. But she had put it on there. So that's why I end up giving it to you because I've seen it. But it shows here you really don't need it at all.
Okay.
Long as you return it to that address.
Okay.
She did advise you that they will take a restocking fee from you?
No, she didn't. And how much is that?
$9.95.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine compared to what I'm paying because it took $69. So I'll get about $60 back. So, but no, she didn't even tell me that.
Oh, I do apologize. Yeah. Did she let you know you could get 50% of your money back if you wanted to keep it?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Well, if you would like to keep it, you can get a 50% refund on it.
Okay. And how do I go about that? I don't even know if I would ever actually use it. That's the thing. So I think I would like to return it and then get my $60 back.
Okay. Well, you know it's going to be minus the $9.90. Okay.
$9.90?
It's $9. Let me go back to make sure. It's $9.95 for the restocking fee.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second, if you don't mind. I want to see if it's worth my while. Because I'm pretty sure they took $69 and some change. So hold on.
I think it was $69.97.
Okay, so I would get $60.02 back, right?
Well, no, you'll get like 59 dollars and some change back due to the fact that it's 99. So you got to take 2 cents off of the other one. Well,
okay. No,
$59.98.
Okay, then I'm let me look again because I thought they took $69 off of me.
They did. It's 69, but it's only 97 cents. So you got to take those 2 pennies off. You have to add 2 pennies.
$59.97, and you telling me that they're going to take $9.95 off?
Was it $9.95? Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I thought it was $9.90. Okay, you know what? You're right. I'm the one that's wrong. So it'll be $60.02 that you'll get back.
Right. So, yes. Yeah. So I'm returning it because I'm never going to use it. And I know it'll be sitting around my house. And I'd rather take it, turn it back, and get the $60.02 back.
Okay.
So I'm going to return it today. And do I still need to call with the tracking number, like you said?
Yes, you are going to have to call back with the tracking number. Once you think they have received it or you get confirmation that it has been received, if you don't see your refund within the, you know, anything post within that time from when they receive it, always call us back with the tracking number so we can track it down and we'll make sure that you get that refund.
So they will send me a notice that they've received my refund?
They should. They usually, if you got the tracking number, you can always check back and forth with it. Whenever you notice they receive it, if you don't, say like they receive it on a Friday, and you don't see a refund by Monday, give us a call.
Okay.
So or at least something that says you're going to get a refund.
Okay. How will I track it, you mean?
They're going to give you a tracking number. You just go to the USPS
my
postal.
My post office will give me a tracking number, so I can go online and track it with the post office.
Yes.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's how we track.
You.
Oh, you're so welcome. At this time, is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, that's it. I'm going to type this and put this on, and I will be taking it to the main post office today and get it off. And so you said don't call with the tracking number till I see it's been delivered, or should I call right away?
I would call once I see that it's been received, because that's the same thing we're going to have to do.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you call us as soon as you ship it, what we're going to do is try to get the tracking number from you. We're going to pull it up to see if it's been received. If it doesn't show any receipt, we have to ask you to call back within a certain amount of time when we think they should receive it. So I'm just going to advise it would be best to, you know, track it within, if you send it off today, give it about 3 to 5 business days to get to them. Then, you know, go in, check it, see if it's been received. If it shows that it has been received, give us a call back. Give us the tracking number. We're going to do the same thing. Once we see that it has been received, they could go ahead and start working on your refund.
Okay. Thank you so much, hon. You've been so helpful, and I appreciate you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day too, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.